episode 2135, When Love Breaks the Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope that you are enjoying a little time off, a little rest and restoration for the soul. You know, sometimes we just need to stop long enough. And what better way than to spend time with those that we love? It's Relationship Builders, When Love Breaks the Heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, anybody who says marriage is easy has not been married. Knowing what was brought together in love can surely be torn apart. So what happens when love breaks the heart? There are a lot of misconceptions about marriage, the first being the ease of a relationship. It's not easy. Come on, if you're married, you know. You're like, can I get an amen? I've got like three amens. But what is missed most is all that's discovered through the journey of love, the fights and makeups, the money and budgets, the plans and decisions, the likes and dislikes, none of which are ever expected. Think back to the beginning of your relationship. You might have experienced feelings of blissfulness and delight, chills and nerves. The anticipation created a tension that soothed the soul and ignited the heart. All you could do is dream about spending the rest of your life together. But what happened to happily ever after? Life happened. What was expected was not experienced. Think about that for just a moment. What was expected before you said I do, before the walk down the aisle, no matter where you were married, in a church, in a garden, in a little chapel in Las Vegas, in another country, what was expected was not experienced. After the rings were placed on the finger, and life began to happen and the bills came in and health crises came about and changes of jobs and moving and from apartment to homes, selling of cars, buying new furniture, all of this that we call life. And you're like, but what about love? When love breaks the heart, what was expected was not experienced. Marriage wasn't this happy ending every day. It was work that took more energy than what was given during the chase. When you were dating, it was a lot easier. Curiosity. You wanted to know all that was new. But after the I do, well, was it all new? Nope. Kind of seemed old. After a while, months went by, then years. And soon you found out that, wait, I thought he agreed with me. Didn't we talk about this? A lot of things come up. Things that you thought you had planned for, but not so much decided upon. Life happened. Why is it that we are so quick to give up on something we work so hard to harvest? We go after it, don't we, when we're dating? We want that man. Oh, come on, you know it. And for the man, oh yes, you're like, that's my girl. The thing is we're in for the chase, but we're not in for the work. Marriage is beautiful and marriage is sacred. However, you must not be easily derailed when all goes another direction. You'll never possess what you are not willing to pursue. So you got to be willing to pursue it. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be willing to pursue. A great marriage isn't pulled off a shelf. A great marriage doesn't leave questions without answers. A great marriage isn't about one, it's about you. Yes, there's two, but it starts with you. One of the biggest excuses made when it comes to failing marriage is, you know what? I've made these changes. I got it all put together. I'm just waiting on my spouse to make his change. I'm just waiting on her to get her act together. Blame keeps us from the ones we love most. I want you to think about that one, because maybe you're blaming today. Maybe you're blaming your spouse, your children, yourself, the mirror. The mirror's like, oh, wait a minute, how did I get into this? Because you looked at yourself in the mirror and you're like, uh-uh, I can't be that old. Do you see those eyes? You're blaming the mirror. The mirror's got to be broken. Something's not right. Hun, we need a new mirror. Sometimes we look at our spouse that way and you're like, this is not what I said I do to. And you begin to blame. He's the one at fault. He can't get his act together. What about looking in that mirror again and say, what about me? Where does the blame fall to you? Because in all honesty, blame keeps us from the ones we love most. I think a lot more marriages would have stronger foundations if both parties were willing to come together. But the thing is, we're not, because we're in the blame game and we hang out there. If you keep hanging out in the blame game and that's what you're willing to play all the time, you might as well hang up the hat, because you're not going to get very far. You got to be willing to pursue. If you're willing to pursue and be in transition, which eventually leads to transformation, there's hope. There's hope for your marriage. You can have a strong foundation. But you've got to be willing to do it, and it starts with you. Number one, rest. Give your blame a break. I just can't help but think about the commercials way back when on Kit Kat. I think that was a candy bar. And it talks about, you know, give yourself a break and, you know, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Well, that's what you need to do. Give blame a break and rest. Stop the complaining and whining. Stop the controlling and the fussing. Rest your mouth and listen more. I can't be more direct than that. And I know, because I had to do it. It's not easy. I love to talk, like you can't tell. You got to leave your knee-jerk reactions for emergencies. Tap into your responses. Stop being all about, you're wrong, and pointing that out all the time. No. How can I support you? Whoa, totally different attack. It's for the positive. Something's going wrong. Don't sit there and say, well, I told you so. How many times have we had that conversation? No. How can I support you in this? Rest. Number two, replenish. You must be willing to give more than you receive. Yes, that means you lead regardless of what your spouse is doing. And yeah, that's hard. But you got to be willing and wanting to build the well before you're thirsty. Think about that. You have to build the well before you're thirsty. You got to replenish that which is depleted. But unfortunately, in marriage, after the dating thing, it's like, oh, it's all take, give, 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 give to me. I want it to be all about me. And yes, at times it should be about that. But in a marriage, it's two. It should be about we working together, replenishing, filling that well before it runs dry, before you're thirsty, before your love is bankrupt. Replenish, rest. And finally, number three, restore. Think about antiques. You're bringing something old and making it new again. Think for just a moment here. Where did you meet the love of your life? Where were you? All right, you got that picture? Now I want you to imagine your feeling and the face that you had. You can't help but have positive thoughts, right? You didn't look at your first love and like, oh my gosh, we're going to fight so much over the next 25 years. I cannot wait to be with you. No, that's not what we say. We gaze across the room and we're like, oh my gosh, I just want to whisk you off, and I want to go live happily ever after in a castle far away with a white picket fence and even some horses and maybe some dogs and a few children to drive us crazy, but that's what I want. You see, you're taking something old and making it new again. Your love grows, and you have to be willing to grow too. You have to restore that which is old and make it new again. Restore what was, but make it better. Rest, replenish, restore. When love breaks the heart, don't let it break your spirit. You are stronger than any circumstance or situation. I promise you, you can get through whatever you're facing right now in your marriage. You can get through it. It may be hard. You may have to say some things. You may have to have some come to Jesus moments. You may have to have some talks that you're like, gosh, I never thought I would be going here. But you can make it through. But in order to do that, you do have to learn to come together as husband and wife. But you don't wait on the other to get what you see as right before you make your move. You can't say, I'm going to wait till he's got it together. Then maybe I'll work on my one or two things. Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. You've got to start the work. You have to champion the relationship and be willing to pursue it. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So when you're faced with confrontation in your marriage, when you're faced with conflict, when you're faced with circumstances that totally derail your everyday, and yes, it does, but a lot of times it's not. It's a moment, not a day. But we turn it into a day or a week or a month or a year because we hold on and we harbor that which is not good for a marriage. Love is patient. Love is kind. When love breaks the heart, go back. Go back to the old. Make it new again. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never fails. Go out, hug your amazing spouse. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.